At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Ato, it's our time to be landowners. No more excuses.
Yes, but what about land issues and fight and...
This one is litigation-free. Plus, you get a free architectural plan and bill of quantities to build.
Really? Where?
Devtrako Woodlands. It's a serene master plan gated city in Dawenya.
Yes, but will it be convenient for my family?
It's got everything. Fitness centers, swimming pools, parks, clubhouses, play areas. And it's just 15 minutes drive from the beach.
Yes, but...
Hey, Ato, what excuse again?
Oh, no more excuses. I just want to know how to get one.
Now we are talking.
Buy a litigation-free land today at Devtrako Woodlands. Visit our website at woodlands.devtrakogroup.com or call us on 0208-732-302.
But still to come here on Joy FM News Night. The MPP majority in Parliament backs down attempt to get the Speaker to recall Parliament, opting instead to focus on electioneering activities following the Speaker's decision to decline the majority leader's request.
The Speaker of Parliament has taken Parliament as his personal property. As and when it pleases him, he opens Parliament. Even when there's an issue that he could sit with us, he says, no, I cannot force him. I would use constitutional means. If he shut the door, it's up to him.
We'll bring you details of this and more after business. But just before George comes in, we'll take these short messages. All right, so welcome back from the break. And George Weafe is here with business. George, what's coming up in business?
Well, coming up, International Arbitration Court to rule on Talo Oil's $400 million tax charge by the Ghana Revenue Authority by the end of this year. And Ethiopian Airlines set to commence direct flight from Landvetter Gatwick to Kumasi, Prempeh, the first international airport, from next Tuesday. The business news on Newsnight is brought to you by MTN Business. Welcome to the new world of business. Kingdom Books and Stationery, Synthes Tanks and Pepsodent, Herbal and Charcoal. Let's now settle for the details. An international arbitration court in London is expected to rule on Tull Oil's $400 million tax charge by the Ghana Revenue Authority by the end of this year. Details in the following report.
This update was captured in Tullow Oil's trading released to its investors in London today. The oil exploration noted that, depending on the outcome of the ruling, that could impact on its 2024 financials. Tullow, in October 2021, filed a request at the International Chamber of Commerce contesting the tax charge by the Ghana Revenue Authority. However, the Ghana Revenue Authority is insisting that it stands by the work done on Tullow when it comes to taxes due Ghana. However, a lot of industry watchers are worried about the impact of this move in Ghana's quest to attract fresh investment into the sector in these challenging times.
And that is a business desk report. Now, the Ghana Airport Company has announced that Ethiopian Airlines is set to commence direct flight from London Gatwick to Kumasi Prempeh, the first international airport, that is next Tuesday. The notice from the Ghana Airport Company revealed that the flight will take off from 2 a.m. that is that day in London Gatwick and should land at the Kumasi International Airport at 9 a.m. Now, Joy Business earlier this year reported that Ethiopian Airlines was one of those international carriers working to commence direct flights to the Kumasi International Airport. Now, oil exploration firm Springfield has revealed that it is waiting for government direction on their next move when it comes to commercial oil production. Now, this was after established that its Afina well has significant oil flow to aid commercial production. There is more in this report.
Springfield, to with its partners yesterday established that its Afinal oil well has significant oil flow to aid commercial production. It has also revealed that there is some connection between its well and that of the Italian oil firm Eni. However, Springfield has told Joy Business that it has not been withdrawn. Therefore, it needs government blessing before anything can be done. Joy Business understands that there are still some discussions ongoing between Springfield and the Italian oil firm Eni. Therefore, it's early days yet to rule out any measure. If Springfield is able to commence full-scale production, it will be one of the few indigenous firms in the country to venture into commercial oil production.
And that is a Business Dex report. Now, finance lecturer Elikuli Magbuloyo is raising concerns about the timing for introducing the Ghana gold coin. The product went on sale this week after the Bank of Ghana released the pricing guideline for the coin. Professor Magbuloyo says that the recent development in the investment phase could impact on demand for the coins.
Given what we call investor psychology, a lot of investors bought gold in quote from the number one company, and most of them lost their money. Those were ill-advised investments anyway, but people may not understand the difference between what they invested in terms of buying gold from number one in quotes and buying this that has been introduced by the Bank of Ghana. And so I'm not sure it's actually the best time to introduce it because the investor psychology may not be receptive. And in terms of how I may have done this, I would have probably done TF rather than a physical gold, an exchange traded fund. Still, you're still getting exposure to gold, but you actually don't hold the physical gold. It's a security that is based on gold. Okay, and that provides many of the advantages like liquidity.
Finance lecturer Professor Elikuli Magbuloyo. Now let's turn attention to the stock market. And if you have invested on the Ghana Stock Exchange, your returns have reached almost 50%. Now this is far better than what you might have earned when you look at the other investment instruments on the market. And on PM Express Business Edition tonight, you're looking at the city's recovery and sustainability concerns, and also the December general elections and how that is impacting on the business environment. To be engaging the president of the Ghana Association of Industries, Dr. Humphrey Yimdake. Dr. Joseph Obeng is the president of the Ghana Union of Trade Association and also manager macroeconomic research at GCB Bank PLC, Courage Boutiz, at 9 p.m. on Joy News and all our social media platforms at 9 p.m. tonight. And it's time for sports, and Daniel Kranteng is around.
Let's go straight into the stories. And Ghana has dropped 4 places in the latest FIFA rankings after failing to win any of their 6 games in the 2025 AFCON qualifiers. The Black Stars have seen a significant drop, moving from 73rd place in October to 77th this month. In September, Ghana dropped 6 places following a home defeat to Angola and a draw with Niger in Morocco. They dropped 3 more places in October after sharing a goalless draw with Sudan in Accra and losing 2-0 in the reverse fixture. In tennis, world number 2 and 5-time Grand Slam champion Iga Swiatek has accepted a 1-month suspension after testing positive for a banned substance. The 23-year-old reigning French Open champion tested positive for a heart medication TMZ in an out of competition in a sample taken in August 2024 when she was world number 1. The International Tennis Integrity Agency accepted that it was caused by a contamination of related non-prescription medication she manufactured in her home country of Poland. Swiatek took a jet. She took the medication for jet lag and sleep issues. Her level of fault was therefore considered to be the lowest end of the range, that is non-significant or for negligence. That's all for sports. We'll take a quick break.
Welcome back from the break then. And tonight, NPP majority in Parliament is backing down on attempt to get the Speaker to recall Parliament, opting instead to focus on the electioneering activities following the Speaker's decision to decline the majority leader's request. Listen to Majority Leader Alexander Fayomakin tell my colleague Elton Broby that the focus is now on engaging the electorate as we head to the election on December 7.
Look at the shutdown there doing in Parliament. Today, the Speaker of Parliament has taken Parliament as his personal property. As and when it pleases him, he opens Parliament. Even when there's an issue that he could sit with us, he says no. Look at the recent case. They themselves created this impasse. We, as law-abiding citizens, took the matter to court. The court ruled in our favor. They contested the case and lost. I was expecting Mr. Speaker to immediately open parliament as a Democrat to say that government business must go on. I waited upon him. He did not. When I finally wrote to him to open parliament for us to do government business, look at his response. He's not ready. Look at the response of the NDC. They wrote a counter petition saying that Mr. Speaker should not open parliament. The flag bearer of NDC also said the same thing. So what are they doing to hold government hostage?
So the 22 business that you wanted to, you wanted parliament to consider this week, the speaker said that you only do so after the election. To what extent would this affect government business?
Well, again, it was up to his mischief. Like I said, are we even sure that he would open parliament? That's the question. Are we even sure? But the answer lies in we winning massively. And once we win massively and we come, he would have no choice. And I do not want to rely on his words. You remember we recalled parliament. Right. Government did all that it had to do. We came in and he adjourned parliament in a day. You remember that in June, without any provocation, we had government business to do. He said he had received a letter from Jubilee. And because of that, he read a statement virtually insulting the president. And after that, he gaveled and shut parliament. I mean, you are in the media. You know all of this. So I don't want to talk about whether he would come European parliament or not. I leave it to his own judgment.
So for now, the request for a recall is closed, at least until after the elections.
I cannot force him. I would use constitutional means. If he shut the door, it's up to him. But I can tell you that for the next 1 week, we'll focus on our elections with a determined mind to win and win well for parliament and for our flag bearer, so that we know that we have a government in waiting to implement these important policies. The Free SHS Bill. We want to enact a law and ensure that the Free SHS Bill becomes law, that is not just backed by policy, but there's a law. The One District, One Factory, we want to help industry. We want to help the private sector. So if they are still acting undemocratic with an overwhelming win in parliament for Dr. Bawumia, obviously we'll have no difficulty.
My final question will be to...
Well, a majority leader, Alexander Fehmarn, speaking there to my colleague, Elton Brobe. Away from that, private legal practitioner, Samson Ladiayanini, says it is unusual that a judge presiding over a case has been transferred just when she was set to deliver judgment. A judge who presided over the criminal trial of Kwabena Safo Kantanka for bribery has been transferred, with lawyers for both parties meeting a new judge in court today. Mr. Safo Kantanka, you will recall, is President Akufo-Addo's nominee to be the MC of Jobbing in the Ashanti region in 2022, was charged with 26 count of election-related corruption before the High Court in Kumasi by the officer of the Special Prosecutor. Now, following the conclusion of the trial, judgment was expected this morning until the parties went to court, only to be told the presiding judge had been transferred with a new judge in place. Kwekwa Santi of our legal affairs desk has the details of what exactly happened.
You know that in 2022, Mr. Safo Kantanka was seen in a video demanding some monies he allegedly paid to them to confirm him as a nominee of the president, and the OSP took the matter up, filed charges against him in court. Following the closure of both the state case and that of Mr. Safo Kantanka, the judge, Justice Priscilla Dikru Ofori, was expected to deliver judgment as whether or not Mr. Safo Kantanka was guilty of the charges or not. But when the OSP and the other parties went to court today, they were told that the judge had actually been transferred and that there is a new judge who actually sat through the case. Mr. Safo Kantanka also came to court with a new legal counsel, and then the new legal counsel argued that their client wished to file new written submissions, and so the new assigned judge, upon hearing this submissions, stated in open court that since he was new to this case and required time to review the docket, he has adjourned this case to 20th January.
Well, but reacting to the development, Samson Ladi Ayanini explained that the Chief Justice has the prerogative to transfer judges at any point in time. However, this judge, who has concluded a trial and was set to deliver her judgment, will be expected to return to the court to deliver the judgment on the matter.
The written submissions that we file at the close of a case are actually not binding on a court, and the court is allowed to go ahead and deliver judgment without written submissions. Now, the circular that the CJ issued that I referred to is actually compliant with the terms of our jurisprudence around articles 144 and 145, where even where a judge is retiring or is leaving, they still have the opportunity to sit and deliver their judgment. The new judge who has come in does not have a say. If the new judge will give any instruction, it will probably be that the judge who has been transferred has asked them to come on a different date, on which the judge who has been transferred will be in the court to deliver her judgment. The new judge, practically, legally, is unable to do anything about the case. In fact, reviewing what is on the docket is of no consequence. And I doubt that the lawyers for any of the parties who may not have filed their written addresses have any further opportunity to do so, because it is the judge who has been transferred who has to do the judgment. It is not the judge who has now come into the matter who has the power to do anything. It is the judge, the substantive judge, who heard the substantive matter to the end. It may not be red.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Ato, it's our time to be landowners. No more excuses.
Yes, but what about land issues and fight and...
This one is litigation-free. Plus, you get a free architectural plan and bill of quantities to build.
Really? Where?
Devtrako Woodlands. It's a serene master plan gated city in Dawinya.
Yes, but will it be convenient for my family?
It's got everything. Fitness centers, swimming pools, parks, clubhouses, play areas, and it's just 15 minutes drive from the beach.
Yes, but...
Yato, what excuse again?
Oh, no more excuses. I just want to know how to get one.
Now we are talking.
Buy a litigation-free land today at Devtrako Woodlands. Visit our website at woodlands.devtrakogroup.com or call us on 0208-732-302.
It is not unusual. So I'm doing a trial and we take an adjournment. Within a matter of a week, we return and the judge who is doing the matter has been transferred. A new judge is appear. That judge now has to adopt the record of proceedings so that she can continue. That may delay the trial a bit. But once the trial is over, as in this case, where a date for judgment has been set and lawyers have filed their written addresses, which the judge is not bound by anyway, then it is the judge who has been transferred who will deliver the judgment, not the new judge who has come into the court. It used to be the case that there was the opportunity for the new judge, on the instructions of the judge who has been transferred, to read the judgment, not do anything. Just read the judgment of the one he or she has succeeded. But last year, the CJ issued a directive reversing that kind of situation because it was bringing issues. So when a judge is transferred, the warrant of transfer includes instructions for that judge to return to the courts where that judge has dealt with substantive matters.
Let's do the election headquarters now. And in our constituency lens today, we focus on Eswatini constituency in the Eastern Region, where reduced cost of living and fixing unemployment are the major issues that will inform the choices of electorate. Carlos Caloni has more.
In today's edition of Constituency Lens, we bring you the political dynamics from one of the swing constituencies here in the Eastern region. We're talking about the Esojaman constituency. Since 1992, the NPP has actually won this particular seat twice, while the NDC won it five times. Now, the current MP, Thomas Ampem Nyako, is actually seeking a third term, having won the previous election, that is the 2020 election, by a margin of 1,220 votes. He secured 24,439 votes compared to his opponent's 23,201 votes in the 2020. Now, in percentage terms, he garnered 51.30%, while his opponent, Paul Ansah, managed 48.70%. Now, with a projected voter population of over 60,000 for this particular constituency, where will this constituency lean in December? What factors are actually influencing voter decision here in the Esojaman constituency? I believe you want to know. And so come with me while we speak to voters to understand the factors that will inform their vote on December 7th.
We the youth, we are suffering from work and then money. We don't have, some of us, we don't have parents to support. So we need them to help us.
Everything is too much. The fare, I mean everything is high. So they need to do something about it.
Here, they are not buying because the economy is very high. The passengers don't have money.
The MPs, if we vote for them and they win, they don't know us.
Oh, the youth employment in this community is very difficult because we only have VRE and the Vosa Lake. So it's like if the course you study doesn't correspond to that area, that means we are not going to get any employment.
The kind of nepotism that this government has really shown, that you have to belong to a particular circle before you are given some kind of attention. And you look at the basic things. Actually, I've really gone round, especially in Akosombo, and you see poverty staring at your face. You see people are suffering.
Right now, even Kenke, 2016, Kenke was one city, and we use it for campaign. But now Kenke is 7 cities, 8 cities. So I think that if any part that can come to power and then reduce the cost of living, I will vote for that person.
I have built more schools than the district assembly has done in the past 8 years. I have built more clinics and renovated more clinics than the whole government has done in the past 8 years. Apart from the provision of infrastructure, I have spent a lot of money in training, providing in-service trainings for our teachers. I have paid school fees for many of our constituents who are in tertiary institutions, those in the universities, colleges of education, nursing training colleges, and many of them. Every year, I keep doing these things. Every year, when school placements come out, I support parents with mattresses, chop boxes, and other school supplies. And you see, everything I say, I go back to challenge my opponent and the MPP to show what they have been able to do in these areas.
That cannot be true. That is palpable falsehood. Okay. Look, many of the things that the outgoing member of parliament, Thomas Ampem Nyako, speaks about are projects that are sponsored by NGOs. And now the people know.
Who brought in the NGOs?
Look, I'm saying that sometimes the NGOs come by themselves. I know, for instance, Safe Water. Safe Water is building water system for the good people of the Kokono Combined Pumpuni area. They came on their own volition. I've engaged with them. His contribution to that project is zilch, zero, zero. Not
he
one cent.
He has built schools.
He has not. Please, he has not.
A lot.
He has not. He has started for 8 years. He has started about one or two school projects he's unable to complete.
Are these not achievements?
For 8 years, one or two uncompleted school projects, member of parliament, receiving our debt fund, receiving our health insurance fund.
Indeed, for many voters here in the Esojaman constituency in the Eastern region, the high cost of living is their major concern. It's going to be one of the driving forces that will inform the way they vote on December 7th. Well, the NDC and the MPP have been outlining the way and means they're going to solve these concerns that the voters are raising. From Esojaman constituency here, this has been your Constituency Lens with me, Carlos Kaloni.
Ago Omambapa, the time to exercise your civic duty is here again.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.